Blog Talk Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Cultural Insights right here on A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio. My name is William Kareem, and what we're trying to do right now is we're trying to connect with American Muslim 360. I created a show, and then Sister Martha created a show, and so with that happening, we weren't able to actually connect. So what we're doing is, so now I'm connected to American Muslim 360 also, okay? So I'm connected to American Muslim 360, and we're connected to a New Day Community Radio. So we'll see how everything goes. So I'm going to open up the telephone line of Sister Martha. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Martha.
And are you on yes, you're on the broadcast.
Yes.
You're right. I'm engaged, and they told me that they're having technical difficulties. And it let me in at first, and then it wouldn't play the promo, and I said, oh, okay, what's happening here?
Yeah.
So, I'm doing up.
Yeah, well, it was because I had created a show also. So what I did was I canceled the show. You know, I canceled the one, yeah, because there was two of them. So I canceled one. So now American Muslim, we're on American Muslim 360, and we're on A New Day Community Radio. I'm using two computers and two phones. So.
You go, God.
Yeah, you know, so we'll see how everything goes. Okay, very good.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, brothers and sisters, so what we wanted to do was we were supposed to have a guest. Her name is Rashida Talib. She was supposed to call in, but she didn't. So there's some things that's actually going on that we really want to talk about. And it has to do with an article. I'm still getting that sound. Interesting. So we're still there's an article that was put out by a small newspaper. But what they did was they disparaged more.
I don't know if you've seen this article.
Jewish newspaper, and the tactic that was being used is an old tactic that has been done in America since. They will go on and make a story, but you know, America's good for that. You know, that's why we have Hollywood. Basically. So that's what's going on. The whole idea is to disparage, you know, like, African Americans were disparaged, at one time. Let me see how this.
How this works out. Like I said, I started getting that click, 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 6 of the month. I started getting that even with 2 computers here. So we'll see how this works. Anyway, back to the story. Someone decided that they were going to create a story. They were going to create a story about what happened. And this one brother to me. So, this is me.
So you don't hear it. Okay, so we're trying to, let me open up Ishmael family. I sound like I'm Ishmael.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's coming through my podcast.
Yes. Say again. I don't have a good connection.
We're working to get this technology. Yeah, we're getting this. We're working to get this technology hooked up. Yeah. But in any case, we don't want the clicking, whether it's on this end or on American Muslim 360. We don't want that. So, you know, that's just something that we're going to have to work on. As far as that's concerned. Okay.
I just probably don't hear it at all. David, there next. Oh, no.
Right. I saw that. I saw that he just clicked off. So, you know, maybe, Sister Martha, what you do is go to American Muslim 360, and let me do this here. Let me open up. Well, it would seem that if I'm in the host seat,
yeah, they can hear you.
They can hear me. Right. But my microphone is open on American Muslim 360, so they hear me talking about, you know, what's going on. Okay, I got a call, 636-980. I feel like your microphone is open. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. This is Kareem Hamid.
Oh, yes.
You're coming across loud and clear, my brother.
As-salamu alaykum. Thank you. Thank you, Kareem. Okay, so he's saying that Kareem just said that the call is coming through loud and clear. So that's good to know. Okay, so we have that going on. So here it is. So meanwhile, back to the story. So somebody decided that they were going to write an article. They were going to write an article about Imam Talib Sharif down there in Washington, D.C. And what they did is they made up a story, right? They got creative. So, and it's interesting. It was interesting to see how they actually made up the story, because what they did, they just put a lot of stuff together. And I'm going to give you an example of it. So what they did was they made up a story, and this is how they put it in. The DNC's Muslim Brotherhood and Nation of Islam connected email. So you see, so first of all, Muslim Brotherhood is a negative organization to be associated. And then in some communities,
the Nation of Islam is enough of, you don't want to be connected with that at all. So the article, that's the way I'm at, the DNC's Muslim Brotherhood and Nation of Islam connected email. That's what I want you to get. I just want you to notice the creativity that's in, you know, the word and way that they are making them up. That's what I want you to know. I think it'll probably be the same thing, but doing it is I'm not doing an open mic when I'm doing a put in ear club. We'll see how this is going. Okay, so it says the upper subline is, why did the Democratic National Committee give a platform to a man linked to organizations hate, hatred, and violence? Okay, so that's the subtitle. That's the subtitle of this article. Okay? Okay, so I'm still getting it. So it says, and this here is done by a person, Ben Posner, who says that they're the executive director of White Rose Magazine. Now I want you to listen. White Rose Magazine is an executive director of the American Anti-Slavery Group. So you see, you got an anti-slavery group situation in there now. Okay, so this is... It's not working. I'm going to recommend... That's interesting. Let me see if I mute your mic if it continues. Hold on. Okay, so we muted Demarcus's microphone. So let's see if it continues. But that's where the sound was originally coming from. It was originally coming from Sister Martha's microphone. So now we've hung up on that, and we have... you know, we're open. Yeah, so we're in the host seat. Okay. Okay, good. Okay, thank you, Ishmael. Get that. Okay, so let us continue with this story. Okay, because I just want you to understand. I want you to listen to the words. I want you to hear the creativity involved in making up this story to feed to the people. Okay, the DNC's Muslim Brotherhood and Nation of Islam connected email. Okay, that's the title. The subtitle is, why did the Democratic National Committee give a platform to a man with the organization steeped in hatred and violence? That's the subtitle. So here it is, this article and its subtitle is already, you could see that it's disparaging. Okay, because this is that is linked to organizations steeped in hatred and violence. Okay, so that's this person's opinion. But he wrote it like that in order to, get clicks? He wrote it like that in order to who this person was. He told this lie on this person so that people would read, people who might be interested. Now, he goes further with the first line. It says, the 2024 Democratic National Convention so condemned for supposedly not letting an openly anti-Israel speaker address the delegates, chose a Muslim Brotherhood linked imam to give its invocation. So this person's already pissed off, okay, because you see what he said? 2024 National Convention so condemned for supposedly not letting an openly anti-Israel speaker address the delegates,
brotherhood, you got that, a Muslim brotherhood link, amen, to give this invocation. Okay, this is how the lie is shaped. So here it is, in the beginning of the article, he says, at the start of the Democrat of the DNC second night on August 20th, Imam Talib al-Sharif of Masjid Muhammad in Washington, D.C., alongside Rabbi Sharon Rose, jointly blessed Chicago's United Center. And in quotes, bless our leaders, listen to do the right thing, listen to God's word. That's what Sharon stand firm of inhumane acts, treat all humans as the sacred creation of the Almighty. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? As a matter of fact, the creator of the article said, such compassionate words would and should be welcome at any gathering, especially one immersed in the adversarial brutishness of politics. Still, it is wise to be mindful of who is speaking. Okay, so this is the setup. Not just what is said. In truth, Imam Sharif is someone who may not actually believe in the human ideals to which his soothing speech. Okay, so this is the idea of creating doubt. This is the idea. So, you know, the mere fact that he said these words to a group of people, and even in the article they say, oh, the words were great. Such compassionate words would and should be welcome at any gathering. But, you know, we have to find out who is saying this. Imam Sharif is someone who may not actually believe in the humane ideals in which his soothing speech appeals. I want you to hear the way that the lie is constructed. And this is what people do. This is how they go ahead and create the lie to that degree. So I'm not going to read the whole article, but I'm going to go down to the bottom. And this is the question that they ask. The Biden administration and Democratic National Committee must clarify why they chose to give this email to organizations steeped in hatred and violence such a platform. They must explain, and then they must apologize. Okay? So you hear the lie, and now this is what they want. So now people that read this article, that's what they're going to do. They're going to ask, well, why did you let that email speak? Because he's linked to the Muslim Brotherhood. He's linked to terrorist organizations. Why did y'all let them speak? Well, we heard the words that he said, but, the words were soothing. Yeah, the words were soothing. They were right words. However, you have to consider, who's saying the words, and does that person really believe in that? You see the ship turning in it? But this is how the lie is created. And unfortunately, brothers and sisters, we have a lot of people that will go for the lie. People will just go for it. That's the problem that we have in the presidential race. American citizens buy the lie. When you have a candidate that says they're killing cats and dogs, they're eating cats and dogs. The Haitians are eating cats and dogs. And it sounds ridiculous. Brothers and sisters, there are people out there that will believe it just because they want to support the person that's saying it. Okay? So I don't have the article in front of me, but I just want you to know that the council, the convener of E-Man, did address this as a situation. It did address it. He said that, didn't do that to this honorable imam who has a very good record. They can't really, from brotherhood,
you know, and Nation of Islam. But the mere fact that they said, that's all they need. That's all the line needs. All the line needs to be is said. And it will cast doubt. And once it casts it out, then other people will pick it up and repeat it. And then they will support each other in it. You know, especially as far as group thinking. So what do we do in a situation like this, brother? Is the question. What do we do if we have people out here that are creating lies against our honorable Muslim Imam leader? What do we do? So that's the question. You know, what is it that we do in a situation like this? What do we do? So, you know, whatever you think that you about it, I'd like you to press one on your phone and offer some recommendations. Look, we're not here. I don't want to go to the point of disparaging, you know, just going ahead and disparaging, you know, the article and all of that. I want to, because we know that if we were really supposed to go back, you know, that's how St. Tom got Adam and Eve out of the garden. He lied to them. St. Tom lied. And they bought, eventually, they bought the lamb. It took a little while. They bought the lamb. So this is where we live. And so we live in America, and we have good actually going on from our community. It's good going on. And a man like Imam Talib Sharif, who's doing a lot of good in the Washington, D.C. area, he's doing a lot of good. He's making really good connections in the Washington, D.C. area. And you know that, you know, they had a bomb scare. You know that. And so now when you go to mosque, which is under construction, when you go there, what happens, you have to go through a metal detector because that's you know, where the situation is right now. So, again, the question is, so what do we do in a situation? So I want you to open up your phone. I'd like to hear some responses to this circumstance situation. I'm going to open your microphone, Sister Martha. Your microphone is open. No, we're living in the United States of America. But, again, you know, America has a history of even fairy tales. That's what Hollywood does. Hollywood creates fairy tales. You know, America's good at that, creating fairy tales. You know, we have a situation right now where I'll use this. Mayor Eric Adams of New York City. 10 months ago, they came and took his phone. So the FBI came and took Mayor Eric Adams' phone 10 months ago. They haven't returned it yet. But now this is how it goes. So FBI comes, takes the phone. No charges are made, but they get a warrant in order to get your phone. So they get his phone. And once they get the phone, then the next thing you know, it's leaked to mainstream media that the FBI came, took Eric Adams' phone. See? So now the question becomes, he's under investigation. Oh, yeah, what did he do? Oh, people have already called for Eric Adams to resign. They called for him, yeah. Why? Because the FBI came and took his phone. And then, to take it even further, what the FBI did is they came and took the phones of some of the people in his administration.
They didn't charge them with anything. But they took the phone. And then the story, it got put in mainstream media. People in Eric Adams' administration, you know, the FBI came with a warrant and took their phones. What's going on with that? You know, there's corruption going on. And they haven't been charged yet. But this is what they do. You know, they haven't been charged yet, but why would the FBI come and take their phones? There must be something going on. And then somebody said, he needs to resign. Eric Adams needs to resign. Yeah, I don't know why they came, but he must have did. I'm telling you, I heard Brooklyn. He must have did something wrong, FBI, you know, to come and take his phone. He must have did something wrong. But this is the way that the story, the doubt, the way the lie is created. The lie is created like that. Because all I got to do, all the government got to do is come kick you and then leak it. Mainstream media, and then mainstream media. Meanwhile, brothers and sisters, we'll be talking about, you know, local newspapers. Meanwhile, brothers and sisters, we just found out that the FBI has come and with a warrant to take Eric Adams' phone. More details when we find out. But right now, that's the story of the day. Brothers and sisters, we just found out the FBI has served warrants to other people. And Eric Adams' administration, and they came and took their phone. More news when we find out. And so now here it is, and as you thinking, and as me thinking, must have did something wrong for the FBI to have come and take their phone. Not necessarily, brother. This is how you disparage the character of anybody. And the United States has been doing it forever. So how do you handle the situation? How do you deal with that? How do you deal with that? Because hasn't been charged. Just got a, went and got a warrant so that they could take your phone. And then in taking the phone, they haven't charged him yet. But that little bit of information and see he's connected to Muslim Brotherhood and hate group, the Nation of Islam. And then people take it from there. And we want to know why the Joe Biden administration, you know, it allowed a person like this to speak. That's what we're up against. As a community of people, we've always been up against this. We've always been up against this as a community of people. That, you know, we're dealing with somebody that will disparage. And so the question becomes, how do we handle that? I'm talking about as individuals. How do we handle that? How do we handle that as a community? How do we do that? Because if they're going to come after you and silence, instead of doing the exemplary job down in Washington, D.C., making good connections with the faith-based community down there, rabbis, and with ministers participating in government down there, you know, if they come at me and disparage him like that, they'll disparage your leader. They'll disparage you and find out something about you and whether it's true or not doesn't make any difference. If they just put the connection to it, then, you know, it winds up being a story. It winds up being a story. It's not a point about it being true or not, but I just want us to be aware that this is how
stories and lies can be told. It doesn't have to be true. But the mere fact that, you know, it's the FBI, the mere fact that it's CBS News, the mere fact that it's CNN or some other organization who picks it up and then runs with it. And then, you know, they say, oh, I was just informing the people, that's all. I was just informing. I didn't tell a lie. The FBI did come. The FBI did come. Oh, really? Oh, really? Okay, they got a reason. Okay. So they don't have to have a reason. They don't have to have a reason. All they have to do is say, well, you know, as a matter of fact, what is it? Probable cause. That's what it is, probable cause. So this is the way the rules and regulations work. I'm talking about law enforcement. Law enforcement works like that. They can stop you, detain you on the basis of what? Probable cause. So what do we do about that? How do you handle situations like that? And it may be in situations where you've been involved in situations where, you know, like a probable cause of situation. Or a person says, you know, like there's probable cause. Well, you know, like I'm you know, the police might have stopped you dead, you know, ask you. What do you say?
Represents law enforcement, seems uncomfortable,
or just wants to do something as far as his day is concerned, and says, you ran the red light, pulls you over, so rather than just give you a ticket, it's like, yeah, I need to search your car. For what? You said I just ran the light, you want to give me a ticket or what? Nah. And the next thing, how many situations have we seen like this? With the person that's selling cigarettes on the street, he winds up dying. Or the person who passed a fake $20 bill. Who's that Rick Garner or something like that there? George Floyd, right. You know, he winds up, you know, dying because he passed a so-called $20 bill that was fake. And he winds up losing his life, or, you know, in a situation like that, you know, because law enforcement decided that the way that they thought about it, that it became necessary, and they had the authority to do that. That's what law enforcement, if they have the authority to do it, they can use it. So, and that goes for FBI and everybody else. They got the authority to do it, and so they do it. So the question is, you know, what do we do about it? What do we do in a situation like this? What do we do? And I'm talking about, you know, just as individuals live our lives on a daily basis. We live our lives with faith. But, you know, somebody can put a lie on you. Once they put that lie on you, then you have to get the lie off of you. You got to get the lie off of you. And that's your responsibility. That becomes your responsibility. Get the lie off of you. So if other people come around and question that situation for you. But it's important to remember, I just want you to remember that it's okay that you're very good at it. What's going on? About lying. About, you know, like going through all the things that we had to go through. So that's what the situation winds up being for us. Brothers and sisters, just to be aware and to come to understand that people of good making of life. It is, you know, connecting Imam Talib. And let me tell you, it wasn't only that. I mean, the article was horrible. And if you're interested in looking at the article, again, the article is the DNC's Muslim Brotherhood Nation of Islam Connected Imam. If you Google that, the article will come up. It for yourself. It's a horrible article. It's a horrible article. But the intent of it is to disparage Imam Talib Sharif. That's what the article is about. There's so many sections. You know, if you want to go ahead and create a movie that's full of lies, you can do that. It's okay. You want to go ahead and make a movie that you shot 15 people, hurt somebody, you can do that. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's a very good point. But to add to these cable networks, they make up the stories to get clicks, to get people watching.
Assalamu alaikum, William.
Things that are all right.
Assalamu alaikum.
They got on shirts and ties. So they got a wonderful set hooked up. They don't look like they're people who just lie. They know how to speak right. You know, well educated. They're well educated and able to deliver the lie, you know, with an intellect that's believable, and especially when you're talking to people who may not be as intellectually, may not go ahead and do the investigation. They don't even have the time to do it, so they wind up leaving. What is being said. So in this day and time, this newspaper that wrote this article, the person that wrote this, put it online. Looking for clicks. He's looking for clicks. Because nobody's. This is not a mainstream. This is not a mainstream person. But this is a person who's put some things together and then put it out. Looking for clicks. I mean, why would you end of the article, like I said, he says the Biden administration and the Democratic National Committee must clarify why they chose to give this imam, linked to organizations steeped in hatred and violence, such a platform. Who the hell are you? You don't know why they did it. You don't know why the Democratic National Convention actually invited an imam and a rabbi, it doesn't say anything about, you know, like other faiths or religious organizations, but I'm sure that they were. Because it says that the start of DNC's second night on August 20th, Imam Khalid Sharif and Masjid Muhammad in Washington, D.C., along with Rabbi Sharon, jointly blessed Chicago's United Center. Why do you think they did that? What do you think? And they wanted us saying the right thing. Bless our leaders with wisdom to do the right thing, consistent with God's way. Sharif asked Allah, stand firm against inhumane and to treat all humans as the sacred creation of the Almighty. What's wrong with those words as a to bless the crowd with? The person even says such compassionate words would and should be welcomed by any gathering. But then he goes for instance, but not just what it says, in truth, Imam Sharif is someone who might not actually believe in the humane ideals of which his soul and speech appeal. So even though you say the right thing, even though you do the right thing, there's somebody going to doubt it anyway. You know, although Imam Sharif is someone who may not actually believe in the humane ideals to which his soothing speech appeals. So according to your thinking, as far as this is concerned, your thinking basically says that Imam Sharif, I don't trust Imam Sharif. That's what your thinking is. His thinking, the person that wrote the article, that's what his thinking said. Because that's why he put the words together. He put the lie together. He put the make-believe in this article. He did that. And again, why do people do it? Why do we have places like these left-leaning and right-leaning media? Why do we have media who says, they came to his phone. The FBI took his phone. Oh, we don't know why. More news at 11. So then it gets you to think. It gets me to think. They took his phone. Yeah, what's that all about? We wind up thinking about it. And then, we wind up thinking about it, and then we wind up concluding on our own. Well, they must have took it because that's how the lie goes. That's how the makeup goes. The made-up stories. That's how it goes. You know, if you eat from this tree, you go ahead and eat from this tree, you go live forever. What? Man, you gonna live forever? You know what? You should go ahead and fight from this tree because the food is good. You gonna enjoy this. I know how many times I've been in situations where it was possible. I've been in situations where it was possible, Mr. Martin. Yeah. Leave us alone. okay. Yes.
Wanting to.
And, you know, it's like, yo, man, it's, you know, my dean tells me not to do it. I didn't tell him that. I just found a way to graciously bow out those situations. And especially it happened when I was married. It especially happened when I was married. Where my wife, he wants me up. He wants to give me a relationship so that she can say, yeah, your man ain't all that either. That's what she wants to say. But Lord bless me not to go get to it like that. And it's been other times with other women in other circumstances and situations. And I didn't go in. And all praises, and I say all praises due to Allah. But this is what happened. Let me tell you what happens. You know, this is how the gym was like, man, you could have had that. What? You turned back to him? You know, there wasn't nobody here. You had to do. Then I feel bad. You know, all of a sudden, don't feel bad. Oh, man. Yeah, but you scared. You a sissy. You scared to take it.
That's what goes through. Yo, man, you could have had that $100,000. What? Did you know all the things you could have did with that $100,000? And you turned it down.
And punk. You ain't got no
heart. No heart at all.
All right, I'm opening up a telephone line. 917-856, assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open. Who's calling? Where are you calling from? Is your mic on mute? Wa alaikum assalam. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
No, please, Brock, I'd appreciate it if you don't do that at this time, because, you know, I'm actually going over into the quick hitting experience. So I'd appreciate the comment. So don't read the article. You can tell us where to go to read it, but I'm already Oh, brother, thank you so very much. I appreciate you understanding. Brother, since we are into the quick hitters experience, so we're going to play that introduction. Here we go. Kabeli Kron. Walaikum Aslam. Good, good. Well, I'm jumping. So, Sister Martha, go ahead, my sister. Okay. So that's what.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and make a presentation. If you have if you want to join the conversation, press one on your phone, and we'll bring you into the queue. I just like to say.
I would like to say that as far as the RICO Act is concerned, it's a tool that the law enforcement uses or government organization will use so that they can gather more evidence by establishing penal prohibitions and things like that. So, it's not a law. It's an act. So an act doesn't have the same power that a law has. An act is, an ability to do something. And like I said, it says that, it's a tool that's used, in evidence gathering. That's what it is. So we were talking about early today, because we were talking about Eric Adams and McCain's phone. But, it's evidence gathering. Might be trying to gather evidence. They haven't charged him with anything, but. They took his home. In P. Diddy's situation, they gathered evidence, and it looks like what they're charging him at this point. They're charging him because they keep he's not even charged, but they are denying him bail, the ability to get out because they think he's a flight risk. But he hasn't gone in front of a jury yet. So the thing is that. What they're doing is that they use the RICO Act, and that's what you said. They use the RICO Act, right, Bev? You said that they use that. Yeah. So they use the act. Okay, they put them in jail, or we have probable cause. We have probable cause to think that there's a possibility of unlawful activities. Have been engaged in this organized crime of sex trafficking. So sex trafficking is a crime. It's a crime. But what they have to do, they have to gather evidence. So they arrested him. They're holding him, but they haven't convicted him yet. He's not convicted. But they're not letting him out of jail at this time.
especially if we talk about scenario act, is possibility. You know, is it possible that you know, P. Diddy did something with Jay-Z? Is it possibly with Beyonce? Leonardo DiCaprio? It's a speculation that happens. And so just to put it out there, it's like, oh, it's something. If they did something with Diddy, then, you know, they're the possibility of that happening to them, now they're afraid. So you talk about information gathering, evidence gathering, that's what they call it, evidence gathering. You know, so this is encourages people to come forward and basically say, listen, come forward and testify against him. And if you come forward and testify against him, then we won't charge you. So it's the whole thing. It's about the scandal. It's about creating the circumstance and situation. You say, well, why is it that they didn't charge him? Because they wanted the kids to continue to do it, to do what he's done. And if they wanted to, they could bring him in at any time that they want. But this is the time that they decided to bring him in. They decided to bring him in now, you know, on the RICO Act, and then indict him and see, you know, what other fruits fall out the tree. Well, he might have bought the video. He might have bought the video. He might have bought the video. Yeah, he may have bought the video. Because do we know where the, you know, who had the video? He probably bought it from the hotel. Maybe what happened was the feds or somebody that's close to him turned the video in. Maybe that's what happened as far as that's concerned. You know, one of the things that we really have to understand as far as being citizens of the United States of America is that sometimes justice isn't fair. And it all depends on who you are. Because one of the ideas that's really prevalent today, why a lot of people don't like Donald Trump, is because the man is never convicted of anything. He can get, I mean, he does all kinds of stuff. And then he escapes, he's still out there. He got 34 felony charges, man, and he's still walking. So the thing is, so you Puff Daddy, and so you think that you're supposed to get, well, you know, like I'll put up my $500 million house, you know, because Donald Trump, you know, he got it, so I'll tell my judge to make the appeal, to put up my $500 house. And then the judge says, no! No. No. And you're like, well, you know, like, well, justice is not fair. It's not going to be fair. You got to keep your nose dry. You got to keep yourself running. Because if they catch you out there, then, you know, like, you know, you're caught. You're not going to get the same kind of treatment. That's the thing that we have to understand. And I think I'm probably thought that he's going to get the same kind of treatment, and he did. Right.
when that jury said that he was not guilty, see what happened, right? Black people was the ones that was, oh, but man, them people went right back to work. They went right back to work, trying to find something else, find it up happening. That guy told them, that is me. Wound it up, fighting. They wound up, Ron Goldman, right? And then they caught in jail on some stuff being sold at a. Well, they can bring it here, but they bring it. Before I say something, let me go ahead and take this telephone call because we got 13 minutes left in the show. 718-679. Your microphone is open. Like last month.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is to understand that, first of all, don't get yourself involved. You know, point is, like it says in the prayer, show me the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, not the way of those on whom your wrath is brought down, nor the way of those who go astray. You know, we, too many times, we buy into this whole idea about the United States of America that, you know, that we got freedom. You ain't got no freedom. Don't have freedom. Your freedom is not the same as some other people's freedom. That, you know, like, I got a right to. Like, we buy into these things. You know, I think to a great degree, something brought in, situation that, you know, was free, had power. Yeah, I think. Oh, yo. And then you say, well, you know, like, they did it to me. Why did they do it to somebody else? No, it's not your thing. Make sure that your nose is clean. That's all I got to say. Anybody else? Your microphones are open. While like a muscle. Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. That's good. Yeah, I'm gonna definitely play that. Thank you for reminding me about that. Yeah, here we go. Time to be grateful.
Yes, brothers and sisters, and don't forget that, you know, the door prayer is in. Make sure to make your prayer, and the way that you'll go out is with the Adon. Till next time, assalamu alaikum. Sister Martha, can you hear me? Martha, Sister Martha, can you hear me? Martha, Sister Martha, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?